right now joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line. One of our absolute favorites on the show from SB Nation, Charlotte Wilder, back with us. Hi there, Charlotte.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your day? How's your week going?
It's good. It's good. It's been busy, but hanging in there.
Look, the world is it's kind of burning up here. We need your help. find a ray of sunshine. What's a bright spot that we can focus on?
Oh, a bright spot. Let's see. Well, it's summer.
That's good.
Kind of. You know, we're getting there. Sports-wise, we've got the NBA Finals, which is always a good way to take your mind off of stuff. I found that as the world burns, I just watch more and more sports because what else are you going to do, you know?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it took forever for the finals to get here, and then we got a blowout game last night. But, hey, it's better than nothing.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's sort of a bummer. I'm of the opinion that sports are best when, you know, there's a lot of tension and anything could happen, and I was hoping that would be the case with these. But after last night, I am not holding my breath.
I get the feeling, I don't know, maybe it's because we were watching it more intently when the Celtics were taking on the Cavaliers, but that Cleveland team is such a Jekyll and Hyde team. They can look awful one night and look like the world champs they are the next. So I still think this will end up being a pretty good series.
I know. I'm hopeful. You know, we'll see what happens. If the next game's a blowout too, I might be a little more pessimistic. But for now, I will never bet against LeBron. Let's put it that way.
Are you paying any attention to the Stanley Cup Finals at all?
I have been, yeah. Nashville really had a bit of a breakdown there the other night, huh?
Mm. I hope they're not just happy to be there for the first time ever.
I know. No, I don't think so. I think that they've been playing their hearts out. I think that it was just an unlucky few, and I also think that Pittsburgh's just such a tough team, so...
How do you fall? Because if people seem to be on one side or the other. There's no middle ground with Sidney Crosby. Love him or despise him?
Oh, man. I think I might be that middle ground.
Wow.
I mean, I've always kind of been pro-Sidney, but, you know, I don't really have strong feelings on that one, to be honest.
All right,
to disappoint, Rich.
That's okay. We're talking to Charlotte Wilder here on Downtown. Let's get to the really important stuff. Fill us in. Give us a quick update on The Bachelorette.
Oh, The Bachelorette. What's happening? Well, it's been a great season so far. Rachel Lindsay is just the coolest. I think she's the best thing that ever happened to that franchise. And it came out, apparently, she and Kevin Durant used to date when they were in college.
I saw that. Yeah.
If that's true, I would love to learn more about that.
is it compelling TV?
Oh, yeah. It's been really good. I was sort of off of it after last season because I thought Nick was such a dummy. But I think Rachel might be the thing that saves the whole franchise.
Wow. All right. The optimism. Yeah. I like that very much. You wrote a wonderful piece last month. You went down to the Kentucky Derby and took in everything that goes with that event. Well, what did you find out, not just about horse racing, but about America when you were down there?
Oh, man. I mean, it was a really incredible experience. I was struck by how divided it all is and how much money you need to have to really go and enjoy it at the highest levels and you know, how sort of overwhelmingly white it is. And so, you know, I ended up writing about how I think that a lot of where we are right now and a lot of our nation's soul is really sort of based in how we're divided rather than how we come together, which is, it was sad, you know, it was kind of a sad realization, but I don't think it's wrong. I hope someday it will be, but I think that's kind of where we are right now.
You wrote that piece about the Patriots and the support of Trump from some of the upper echelon Patriots folks, including Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And then you took some grief from some quarters for that. And then all of a sudden, other news outlets started writing the same story that you had already beaten them on. I thought that was pretty interesting. But do we see even more of those political / sports divides where people can't seem to unite about sports because of those political differences?
Yeah, I mean, I think that where we are right now, politics is seeping into everything. You know, you can't separate it. You can't live in a world where you can just turn a blind eye. I think I still use sports as a way to duck out of it for a few hours, but of course it infiltrates. And of course athletes are people and people have opinions. And, that's going to follow you. And when everything is politicized, you know, that is inescapable. So I hope we someday get back to a point where we don't have to talk about politics all the time, but we are not there yet. And we're kind of fighting some dangerous fights that mean you need to talk about it.
We've talked with you before about the very small world of Twitter in some ways, and those 6 degrees of Charlotte Wilder separation. And I don't know if we brought this one up before. I know we talked about Chad Finn and the connections there, but then I noticed you were in a conversation the other night. Not that I'm stalking you on Twitter. not completely. But you were in a conversation with a friend of our show, Josh Gondelman.
Oh, yeah. Josh is a good friend of mine. He's wonderful. Saw him in New York a week ago or so. He got married recently.
Right.
Exciting. Yeah, no, Josh, he's another Boston area dude. So we have a good time forcing it up on the internet.
Yeah, we love Josh. He's great. Did you follow any of the spelling bee this week at all?
I did not. You know, I was out. I went to, I'm writing a story reported on the Mexican-Ireland friendly that was at MetLife Stadium last night. So I missed the first half of game one, and I missed the end of the spelling bee for journalism.
Well, you're a trooper, but I understand it looked like from what you were saying last night that was a pretty impressive experience.
It was. It was so fun. I mean, the fans are just incredible, and that's what the piece is under. Going to be about, I think it'll be out Monday, just about how dedicated these people are to their team in a really fun way.
So speaking of Twitter, because we love Twitter so much here, who's a good follow, somebody that you follow that if we're not following them or listeners aren't following them, they would be wise to check out?
Oh, goodness. There's so many. I mean, one of my all-time favorites, she's pretty big, but Katie Nolan is a good friend and just a really brilliant, sports anchor, commentator person. I just think she's the best. So if you're not already on board with that, you should definitely be aware.
Yeah, Katie Nolan's great. I love her. Hey, I saw you spent some time back here in Maine, too. That was nice.
Yeah, it was. It was great. And I have a story that I can't talk about yet, but if it happens, I'll be up for a little bit in July. So that would be fun.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back.
Well, good. Well, Charlotte, it's always a blast for us to talk with you. Thanks always for making time for us. We look forward to seeing what you've got next on SB Nation. And if we don't talk to you again in the next few weeks, have a great early part of your summer.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Rich.
Thanks, Charlotte. Charlotte Wilder, SB Nation follower on Twitter as well, @TheWilderThings.